Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. I have a couple of WhatsApp messages I want to read before we go back to the phone. This one's coming from my friend Marsha Hines Lane, and she says, "Morning, Peter. Peter, when two adults do a little sometime, keep it simple, a little sometime when a child comes along, what then? Are we going to make abortions more accessible and non-judgmental for the times after sometimes? Are we going to streamline the maintenance process for results of sometime? Asking for a friend." I've invited Marsha to come on Friday so we can discuss this little sometime thing and other things that we may have to talk about on the program on Friday. So hopefully she can be my first caller on Friday. I will skip the prefatory remarks and she and I can chat about not only that, but the other slightly more serious matter of child maintenance, issues of separation, the recent incident in Warrens, and other things that may be related to that. So I'm looking forward to those conversations. Another friend of mine, Eddie, is telling me that we should consider this route for crop over. Start at Spring Garden, up Princess Alice to Eagle Hall, turn left on Black Rock, and back down to Spring Garden with judging on Spring Garden. That way you jump in a loop, it's easy to judge, easy to coordinate, all concentrated in one part of town / Black Rock. Interesting concept. It's an interesting concept because you stretch out on the road, people can start at different points, and they all have to cross at Spring Garden. So something to think about. I think we have another final WhatsApp I'll read now. Peter, I wasn't here for crop over this year, but I enjoyed the coverage from the friends on Facebook and The Nation. I also believe that these followed. I must say the design of the trucks was excellent. Money well spent. No complaint about the costumes, skimpy or otherwise, for both men and women. Blue box car sets the tone, and in any case, the size or complexion does not matter. The starting point should be the same for all bands. Time should be determined for every band to reach a starting point to better facilitate movement along the road, which I believe is already in place. Overall, I believe it is still very impressive and an improved festival. And this is David Edwards from Brooklyn, New York, and I want to thank David for his contribution to the program this morning. Good morning and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm sorry. Afternoon.
Peter, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Good. I haven't spoken to you for a little while. Anyway, it is rather interesting that your last email ties directly into what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember years ago, the band leaders were crying out that Bajans were not participating or purchasing costumes as they used to in previous years. And they sought to go outside and market the product. And I can safely say to you from my observation yesterday, not only in the bands, but on the little time that I was on the road, hearing the foreign national participation, Peter, we got whole sections of the bands now with all foreign nationals in it, jumping in a section. So I would like to thank the designers for going extra outside of the region and in most cases in the region to bring other people in to participate in the band. I'm certain that Chetwin sometime is going to address this to say that, well, yes, we have increased numbers of revelers from a foreign. Now, let me just go on to say this as well. You had a conversation earlier about the music. Years ago when I used to play music back in the 80s, you never could have gotten the calypsos early enough for crop over. You very well would know that. Mm-hmm. From time to time all of the material is not available to time.
You remember the days of Gabby and Grainer releasing on but the Wednesday?
That's what I was coming to.
Yeah.
You had a point back in the 80s where you had music that was appropriate for the road. The guys used to construct music, Gabby, Grainer, mm-hmm. Rasaili, and those groups. They constructed music for the road. The road needs a beat, whether it is a fast beat or a slow beat. You need something to be able to move your body to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the music that you're hearing now, that is why somebody was making the point, they're hearing all different types of music from all different parts of the region involved in the festival and want to know what is going on. Because the music that the guys are making doesn't have that beat, doesn't have that melody to play on the road as you would want. Hence, what the guys use as fillers is something from out of the region that we're hearing more and more of. What I don't agree with, and I guess this is because of the foreign interest that we're having in the bands now, I do believe some of the DJs are from out of the region and so on and so on and so on. And hence, they are playing the music that they are comfortable with, not necessarily what the festival requires, but what they are comfortable with. So hence the point that somebody was making, the NCF should be able to validate what should be played in the festival and what is not.
But when you say playing in the festival, what do you mean
playing
exactly?
In the festival meaning some, well, let me just make the case in point. Somebody said somebody was playing dub. I do agree that dub should be played in our Crop Over Festival. There's a festival in Jamaica that the dub is to play at.
Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, how do you feel about the old and new music and stuff? And playing the Caribbean music?
I do agree with you that if we going to try to satisfy 250,000 people and you got 2.5 million people in the Caribbean participating from various areas in the Caribbean and our festival, I do believe that they should open the competition regionally. I do agree with that. Because my common sense tells me that if Barbadians are not purchasing costumes like they used to, they prefer to go and observe what is happening because of economic hardship, because of their personal situation, whatever. They're not participating in the festival like they used to. But the guys gone outside of Barbados and they gone to the region and the extra region and getting people to come in the band, who am I to say that the music as well should not be able to come in and influence what is happening in the festival? Because clearly, Peter, from the music that I hear this year, a lot of it is not ready for the road. A lot of it is not road material. And it pains me to have to say that the one-liners or the two-liners that is very repetitive in some of the music that is being produced. I'm not saying it's not crafty, but where are you going to go with that?
Mm-hmm.
I heard some of the producers and some of the people that deal with the music were making a point on your program some time ago saying that we need to produce music that travels the world. A lot of this music that is being produced in Barbados ain't going away until after the festival. It's staying right here. Nobody else ain't going to be playing it in the region. Nobody not else going to play it in the world. And we need to open the market big enough, wide enough, to encompass the 2.5 million people throughout the Caribbean.
What about the issues of skimpiness, the costumes, the feathers? What about that aspect of it? Because you covered the music well.
I wonder how many of us even look. Those of us that are talking about skimpiness, the samba schools in Brazil.
Yeah. They carry skimpy to a different level.
The samba, they carry skimpy to a different level. So when we get in Barbados and talk about skimpy, we don't know nothing but skimpy. And Peter, you are right. The body paint, when they worked with Betty enough years ago, they had the body paint. So that neither here nor there. The point that you made, I see them on my phone and I see the people doing what they have to do. And I saw that one that you made the comment about with the company advertising on the ladies' backside.
On the cheeks.
But if we want to talk about skimpy, the samba schools in Brazil, they have their own festival, man. Mm. And everybody look almost the same way. Yeah? Because, as you rightly said, the lighter the costume, the hotter the sun, you need something that is not going to stick on to you, that is going to make your body breathe. And remember, Peter, you remember some time ago, they still do have the ambulance and so on the road now. all the festivals carry an ambulance. I ain't hearing nobody drop them
yet.
True. Yeah, I ain't hearing
people,
nobody.
People are not dropped. What are you talking about?
Right, used to pass.
But they were dealt with. Right. Yeah,
So that is the thing of the past. Yeah. People wearing smaller clothes now. And because these clothes are smaller, I am certain
the clothes breathing better.
And they're feeling better, yeah. And they're not as accessible as some people might be trying to make John Public think that because they're gone little clothes, they are accessible. No, they're not. They're gone little clothes, and some of the clothes are we will call body tone or body color. Mm. And a lot of people enjoying themselves, Peter. So if somebody want to talk about skimpy, they're to examine, go on YouTube, punching the samba schools in Brazil, and look at skimpy. Now that is skimpy to another level.
Okay,
right,
sir, we're going to have to run. I just realized it's 27 past 12, and we're going to have to make our way for the latest at 12:30. So let's see if we can get one more in. Is that possible, John? Yeah. John is telling me no, we can't get one more in. So let me just read this WhatsApp. Peter, there's a strong merit to circular Kaduma by allowing all the bands to start at the same time for various points on the loop. In addition to this, there's another big advantage, keeping the loop relatively small. The bands can go around and around for as long as the authorities permit. The event can go on for. This will prevent a band from reaching the end too early or that late feeling of being cheated. Judging would be done the first time the band passes the judging point, and thereafter they can just enjoy themselves. Interesting point in support of a comment I heard earlier. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to the final 50 minutes of Down to Brass Talks for today. We go until 1, it's now 12:45, in with Mr. John Stout. And we take you all through the last 50 minutes of the program. As I said earlier, I'm fortunate in that I'll be here on Friday to have another bite of the cherry. Try to focus a lot on the crop over and post-crop over conversation today. We deal with some serious matters on Friday. So let's keep the conversation going. And I just got a WhatsApp from someone that says, Peter just put in samba schools in Brazil and the Rio Carnival came up. And I must tell you, the costumes are splendiferously wonderful. Have a look during the break. I saw one woman who was virtually naked. And it surprised me because I know the Brazilian carnival well. Do have a nice day. So the issue of nudity is not new. And certainly, as the gentleman just said, the concept is taken to the level, as he called it, splendiferously wonderful in Brazil. Brass Talks, good afternoon.
Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
You
were not on the road yesterday.
Pardon?
You were not on the road yesterday.
I don't go. I don't like roads that kind of way.
So you are a walk holy man then?
No, I don't walk holy man. I'm a walk up man, but I don't like roads. Because I am so bad lucky that when the start, I might get a rock somewhere, hit me in my head with a rock, and I might be a fatal blow. So I prefer to sound, listen to it on the radio or watch it on TV.
So what use walk out of your living room?
My wood is my house, I can walk up anywhere here. Anyway.
All right, fair enough.
Just to tell you, though, that I have an idea for the NCF.
Mm-hmm.
What the NCF can do, I don't like this thing about after the bands come out of Spring Gardens, they just cross the road and go to Kensington.
Right.
I don't like that simply because when people come from the stadium to Spring Garden, they will be hot and sweaty and feel like contact cement.
Mm-hmm.
What if it should happen, Peter? What if it should happen? They should have something at the gymnasium a week, the Saturday or the Friday night after the crop over. Where they call it the cooling down period. You call it anything. But that is the time when prizes will be given to the winners of the various parts of Kaduma. Like, for example, the three young monarchs, my man, Bick, and the other two, and the three who win, these three seniors, Classic, my favorite again, and the other two, do a presentation with them at the gymnasium, and then those same six people can do some performances.
Okay.
And I think the NCF, because by that time people would have been well showered and dressed, come out smelling nice and thing, and they can have a nice evening with the presentations being made and that kind of thing, and have some entertainment from these same six people that would have won the various categories in the various competitions. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting idea, and I'm going to ask you to give way now because I have...
I yield.
Yeah, I thought that we had a special call on the line, but unfortunately, it's not there.
Go on. Well, I'm a special caller too.
Well, no, but we have other calls though, so we can still ask you to give way. You've made an interesting suggestion, and I think it's something that the powers that be may want to take into consideration. So you're basically saying let's do a formal activity, not on the day, but certainly we do something after in a different place.
Right.
When people had a chance to catch themselves, as you would say.
Right. And do the presentation, and those people that have been in the various categories can perform for the people that will be in the gymnasium.
No problem. There's something we can think about. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. We will continue with the calls. Good morning and welcome. Good afternoon, sir. Are you there? Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
This is Uncle Mark.
It is Uncle Mark. Yes, Peter, sir. I've been listening this whole morning to some negatives.
That's some positives.
Yeah. I want to deal with the positives first, and then I can deal with the negatives, right? Mm-hmm. After 45 years of crop over, we are still finding some indisciplined situations. Now, let me tell you what I mean. I want to congratulate Kevin Small for producing a band called The Fifth Dimension, which allowed people to pose with his people in costume and take photographs. Beautiful. Like I see that for years. I don't know if it's him or who his individual people stood up and had photographs with people along the road. I want to compliment Mr. Chase for his band, Betty West, and also Greta Squares. And the reason for the long delay, the positives of the band, gave the vendors on the road between the Moving Point and the Spring Garden some lot of business yesterday. A lot of vendors got business yesterday, whether it was drinks, hot dogs, fish and chips, whatever it may be. So there were people who benefit from the long delays of the ban yesterday. Mr. Wickham, one of the things that we are doing yesterday, I listened to two bands down the road with a Trinidad tune called The Savannah. I had to ask myself, you know, what is really wrong here? What is really wrong here?
What is really right?
Hold on, Mr. Wicker, please listen to me. I deal with
Uncle Mar, if this is going to work, you need to call me Peter, and you also need to speak quickly because we have very little time. So what is the problem with Savannah Grass?
I have so much to say about it. The problem with this couple is the same positives you're talking about with negative and naked people. That's what I come to talk about. That you're talking about a Samba, Brazil, in Barbados. There was a time in this country, Mr. Wicker, that a man went on a platform, went on a truck, in a G-string and was condemned. There was a time in this country when a man walked with a cross and was condemned. What are you trying to tell me? That we must accept your norm? That we must accept nudity and people walk out with a skin? You know what the new trend in Barbados is, Mr. Wickham? You know what the new trend in Barbados is?
I'm listening.
The new trend in Barbados is that men licking out the tongue of women. You see it yet?
You mean licking out the tongue?
Men are licking out the tongue of women. Licking. You know how he's licking ice cream? Well, how you think you listen to Mr. Wicker?
Mark, are you with you about this, Mr. Wicker? Foolishness. You've addressed me historically. Look, let's be clear, right? Let's be clear. I do not think that scantily clad women essentially invites any kind of molestation. I am not sanctioning that.
Peter,
but I am just saying that if it is the issue is nudity, will you look at the Samba schools? Somebody messaged me just now and said that they don't have a problem with nudity, but they feel that women of certain proportions perhaps need to be more clothed.
Peter, for the last 5 years, I've made it my business to observe and to critique. I'm talking from a point of view of knowledge.
Which is fine.
Hold on. Please, let me explain why I can say what I'm saying. I produced many years ago, for many years, I coordinate crop over. Brandon Squares, all of them could tell you success. I call it Boxers Road Success. I was on the festival committee that introduced the Crossroads Success. I can name the several things that I've been involved in. So when I see what is going on, I have to ask myself. That is why I can compliment Kevin Small. Kevin Small has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can produce color. He can produce color and produce creativity.
Point taken. What was the other thing you wanted to say? Because we're on 53 past 12 now.
Right. The other thing that I'm not going to get time to say, I am saying that we cannot destroy a product. I do not believe that there should be not two movements for the band. I believe there should be one movement.
I do not believe
that we should move the Picardy Crop monarch from Kensington Oval. I believe we should stay there. We were at the East Coast Road, and we had what could happen to be one of the best venues. We don't have it anymore. Brandon is not fully utilized. We need to introduce what could consider to be a major sea festival that will bring another element of this to this country to see our crop over. We cannot continue to be shifting the negatives.
All right. You ought to discuss a lot of those things with Dennis in the next hour. But I want
I will discuss with Dennis. But
right, I'm just saying that you need to discuss it more because that's more the forum for a lot of those things. And those are interesting points.
Too much negativity. We got to move on.
But I just want to ask you about this, though, because the International Soca Monarch, we were reminded, International Sweet Soca Monarch, the first one was international one was Biggie Irie out of Barbados. Do you think that that is a positive or a negative? And I'm saying that in the context of your concerns about Savannah Grass.
Mr. Peter, if we put it together, there is too much disadvantage. Biggie won one. Look, we had situations where several Barbadians went to the brink and did not win.
Yeah, but Uncle Mark, let's go back to the 1990s with the Bumper Invasion and all of these songs that were part of the Bajan invasion in Trinidad and Tobago. When Alison Hines and others went down, the General, all of them, and they essentially took over Carnival. They didn't win nothing. But the point of the matter is that it was an unparalleled level of exposure. And I'm just asking, if by taking this insular approach, you're not concerned that we are losing opportunities to internationalize our festival?
No, Peter, Peter, listen, I would like
how to... How can Mr. Killer, Marshall Montano, Kess, how can these people come into Barbados take anything away from us? As opposed to adding something.
Where it is, listen carefully, and I don't have time. Honestly, I don't have time.
I know, finish your point.
I'm saying to you, right, the disadvantage is too great for me to give you the answer, right, because I need to pinpoint words to show you why there's a disadvantage. I'm not saying we should not accommodate them.
But you don't like them in the judging, and you don't like them on the road and that kind of thing.
I'm saying that we need to control our festival. Yeah. We need to take our festival and be able to identify our festival across the world.
I can identify it.
How you can identify it?
I can identify it. What I'm saying is that when I hear our music all over, I can identify it.
When I heard
Arrow's song, Hot, 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 in Little Mermaid, I could identify it.
That is where
I want to see our musicians going, and I realize that it is a reciprocal process. If we want to get our stuff out there, we gotta let it come in here.
You know what I heard this morning? I heard people condemning our music. I heard people talk about one-liners. I heard so much negativity.
But Mark,
this morning.
Mark, if people are concerned that they had some foolishness singing this year. There was good stuff. But I heard comments being made that they had so much foolishness this year that if it wasn't for the Savannah Grass and the this and that, that we would have basically not had anything to play yesterday.
That's not true. I am saying that's an extreme position.
I am saying that is an extreme position. But I am just saying that by saying that we had foolishness singing this year, it doesn't mean that you still don't support our product.
We did not have negativity. All that happened is the tune selected for the road yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, probably people will want to say that there wasn't up to standard.
Anyhow, Dennis is here, and he's taking over after, and I encourage you to continue that conversation with him. He knows more about Calypso than me. He himself is not from about here, so he can tell you whether he thinks that his presence is a plus or a minus.
Dennis knows his crop over.
He does.
I will talk to Dennis, right?
So I will listen, and then I will see if I got to say anything Friday when I come back. But we're going to have to rank. I want to let somebody else get in. There's one other call on the line, and let's see if that person can get in. The person gone. Chee-wee. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really sorry about that. The person has gone. Peter Mark also commented on parking at the stadium for crop over. He said it was something that he wanted. Somebody saying he may pass along Black Rock on Sunday night and saw two piles of garbage along the route of revelers and seeing crop over happens. It's on our biggest money earner, not to mention the fact that it's a worldwide spectacle. With today's technology, I'd like to think the sanitation department could at least clean up all the garbage from the route a lot faster. That's an interesting point, you know. Okay, this other one is about flow. I'm not going to deal with that one today. And then the other comment here is about Sanitation Service Authority. Had to wait for Mark Williams to end, and someone is telling me that Auntie America is still on the line. Auntie America and I will have to chat on Friday because unfortunately there's no 12:59. We are out of time, so we have to bring the program to a close. We look forward to Festival Stage, which continues, which starts now and continues for the next few hours with Mr. Dennis Johnson, Mr. John Stout. I want to thank you, sir, for your support during the course of this program. And I look forward to being with you guys on Friday morning where we can have more exciting conversation on Down to Brass Tacks. Until then, do take care.